In a letter written over 100 years ago, this is in the year 1884, Ellen White wrote, "It is the custom and order of society to take a slight breakfast, but this is not the best way to treat the stomach. At breakfast time, the stomach is in a better condition to take care of more food than at the second or third meal of the day. The habit of eating a sparing breakfast and a large dinner is wrong. Make your breakfast correspond more nearly to the heartiest meal of the day." Again, for persons of sedentary habits, late suppers are particularly harmful. With them, the disturbance created is often the beginning of disease that ends in death. Scary? Seems a bit far-fetched that actually eating late can lead to a premature death? Well, let's see what the science of today have to say about this.
Have you ever heard of the popular saying, "Eat breakfast like a king and dinner like a pauper"? Well, now it has science to back up its claim, because research published in the Journal of Nutrition found that meal timing may be one way to reach and maintain a lower body weight, based on feedback from 50,000 participants in the Adventist Health Study 2, who participated in a 7-year follow-up study. It was found that those with the lowest increase in BMI participate in 4 behaviours. Number 1, they eat breakfast instead of skipping it. 2, they make breakfast the largest meal of the day. 3, they don't eat snacks. And number 4, their overnight fast is longer and may last 18 hours. The study participants with the highest increase in BMI consumed more than 3 daily meals, which means they ate snacks and ate their largest meal after 6 p.m. This supports other research that showed that our body's metabolism works most efficiently earlier on in the day. For those who want to reach and maintain a healthy weight and boost insulin function, researchers recommend eating breakfast and lunch, spacing the meals 5 to 6 hours apart, making breakfast the largest meal of the day, skipping snacks and dinner, and fasting for 18 hours, say from 3 p.m. to 9 a.m. Since insulin sensitivity is highest in the morning, evidence suggests that extending a fast during the evening hours is preferable to the morning hours, so skipping breakfast is likely not as beneficial as skipping dinner. Again, the message is to stop eating early in the evening to lengthen our overnight fast. In his April 2019 Q&A, Dr. Michael Greger was asked about this very topic, so let's hear what he had to say. The link to the original video is in the description below.
So we should front load our calories, bigger breakfasts. You know that whole prince pauper, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, dinner like a pauper? That's the way to do it. In fact, or even better, time-restricted feeding, skip supper altogether, eat it very early. So you have early time-restricted feeding. So restrict feeding within a window, less than 12 hours. And earlier in the day, we should front load our calories because of our circadian rhythms. Eat the exact same foods in the morning, less fattening than the exact same foods in the evening. Exact same foods in the morning, lower insulin spike, glucose spike, triglycerides, you name it, in the morning than the evening. We were not meant to eat at night and can cause all sorts of chronodisruption. I have a whole bunch of really interesting videos about not just what to eat and how much to eat, but when to eat. But, you know, spoiler alert, earlier the better, front load your calories. So big breakfast is the way to go.
Now, I know some may say or may feel that in the mornings they don't feel hungry, they don't have a desire for breakfast. And I had fallen into that pattern. I try, because my days have been so busy, I have to be up early and stuff. I've fallen into the regime of just having lunch, skipping breakfast, having lunch, and then having dinner when I came from work. Still 2 meals, but just having it later on in the day. But I just felt that my food wasn't digesting properly, even though I would still do like a 12, 18-hour fast in the morning. It just didn't feel right. Just trying to have my dinner, you know, when I got back from work, and then a couple hours later going to bed. So I just thought I need to just try and get into this habit. I need to try and make myself have breakfast in the morning and have lunch and not do the late dinner. Try and switch it up a bit, you know. And the best way I thought I could do that to easily fall into that regime was to just fast for a day. So the next day in the morning I'd feel hungry. And I can hopefully get into that habit of, you know, make sure I have a breakfast and have lunch. And I do feel that it is much better. I've noticed that the sleep is a lot more restful, definitely, by just including that. And I just want to say to those who do struggle to have breakfast, because I'm one of them, I don't really like to eat early in the morning. You need to realize that our body is very arithmetic. It falls into a pattern. It's easy to fall into a pattern, which is the wonders of our body. So it might be difficult the first couple of days or so, but our bodies are arithmetic and it will fall into that pattern of desiring a breakfast and a lunch if you train it that way. And I believe you will feel the benefits. So it's something that you just want to bear in mind. And those studies, which I've just shown through that video, has proven that it is definitely much better to have your breakfast as your largest meal, especially if you suffer from blood sugar issues. Then have your lunch and then let the body rest. And yeah, I believe it will do you wonders.